Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And let's go inside her story from our New York studios with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Dominique and Damon.
Hi, so, Jackie Reed.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Now, you might not think, guys, that porn stars and astronauts would have a lot in common. But one African-American woman is about to change that. Ever since she saw the movie Space Camp as a little girl in Ohio, Coco Brown says she wanted to get close to the stars. And Tom, before you guys start making all kinds of jokes, this woman is serious. She has already begun training at Cape Canaveral and has completed her zero gravity training. I'm going inside her story with Coco Brown. Good morning, Coco.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Now let's let the people know what's going on here. How did you get this opportunity to go into space in the first place?
Well, I got the opportunity by a company called Space Expedition Corporation. They had a little get-together for about 12 people, and I got invited at the very last minute of the whole thing. And to my surprise, they were actually talking about flying into space and not just talking about we're a bunch of astronomers, and do you like what we're talking about?
Did you have to pay for this, Coco?
I'm sorry.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh.
How much? So they knew who you were from your movies?
No, actually, I'm not so sure. You know, by name, of course, but I don't usually go around flaunting myself, saying, hey, look at me. I'm Coco Brown.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not about like that. You know, I'm pretty normal and whatever like that.
So you had this opportunity. You had to pay. How much money did you have to pay to do this? Because we hear about people doing this, but you have to pay for it if you're an everyday citizen.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise everyday citizens to probably do that. But it is somewhere close to $150,000.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. I mean, to go into space, people pay a lot of money.
It's enough for 1 hour of your life, I think, yeah.
Okay, so you're only going to go up. When will you be going into space? What's the date?
March 2015.
What you
wearing? So that's coming up.
We're flying
out of Curaçao, which is one of the islands, which is one of the Netherlands islands that they own.
Okay.
And who will also be in your crew?
Well, as far as my crew, it'll just be me. It's myself.
You're going by yourself?
It's myself and the main pilot. So I am the co-pilot of this.
Don't take Mr. Marcus. He nasty.
I saw you in a picture with Ron Jeremy.
You know, I did my first movie with him. That's funny.
Ron Jeremy isn't one of those going up, is he?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Will you be the first porn star to go into space, Coco?
Yes, I will be, actually.
You won't be the first one to see stars.
Well, you mean the first one to really see a star?
Yes.
In that industry? Yes.
Now, okay, so you say you're going up for about an hour. Tell us about this. So you won't be going up, and how does this work? How long will you be up in space?
The total to be up in space is about anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes.
And when will you be going down?
When will I be going down?
Six to eight is really good.
Okay, you know? Coco, let me apologize now.
Is it too early in the morning? No, it's all right.
Now, Damon was asking what you will be wearing, but do you plan to take any provocative photographs and things like that? I read somewhere that, you know, you're thinking about maybe doing something like that, taking some risque photographs while up
in
space.
It depends on how difficult it's going to all be once I actually get in to the space shuttle, the Linux. But, yeah, of course, I mean, there's cameras and everything all over the shuttle. And, of course, anything that I would want to do or any pictures I want to take, yes, I'm going to do that. But I don't really... I know I've said a couple of different things, what I'm going to do when I get up there. But I think my main concern is trying to get back home.
Right.
To be perfectly honest with you, because if he dies, the main guy who really knows what he's doing.
Have you seen Gravity?
Pardon me?
Have you seen Gravity?
No, but I've heard every couple of people are like, "Have you seen that movie? Have you seen that
You've
movie?"
You've got
to
go see it, Coco.
I'm like, I'm going to make it a purpose not to go and see it.
Okay. Can you imagine the positions you could do with zero gravity, though? I mean,
well, you know, no, wait a minute. No, see, I've been asked this before. I've been asked this before, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't think it's really that possible
to have sex at zero gravity.
Sure you can. You can a player can put out all his old moves. No gravity, take the weight away.
Wait a minute. So what is he going to hold on to, though? Exactly. Is he going to hold on to the rope on the wall?
Or no, it'll be a shower rod.
You guys just been trying to float and teach each other and hope it work or what?
No, a shower rod, baby.
Remember, Damon, she's done the zero gravity training. So amongst us all, she understands what it's like to be in zero gravity.
This is great.
Okay. Exactly.
Correct?
So I just know for sure that you're having more of a hard enough time trying to just keep yourself.
You can believe
floating.
That.
A hard time.
You know, exactly. You know, it's hard enough.
Oh, Lord. Please say difficult.
Too late.
All right, Coco. Well, we thank you for joining us, and we wish you safe travels. I know you have a lot of more training to do beyond this, but we wish that you be safe as you travel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
All right.
Traveling mercy, Coco.
Ain't had you yet.
Damon, calm down.